My name is John Erling. Today's date is February 8th, 2017. Gloria, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Gloria Dialectic.
Do you have middle names?
I dropped my middle name.
You dropped your middle name?
When I changed my last name.
Tell us that story.
Okay, the story is that I was married for 20 years, and when I was divorced, I had sort of become a different person, perhaps. I felt that my ex-husband's name was no longer appropriate, but to go back to my father's name after 20 years wasn't realistic either, so I felt the time has come to create my own name, and so I named myself Dialectic, which encompasses my philosophy, my worldview. Is a dialectical one.
Tell us the meaning of that word, dialectic.
Well, that could be a long story. It's a term used in philosophy, the way I look at it, and the way it sort of evolves into a historical term, dialectical materialism. Basically, the dialectic looks at life and at truth as a continuing interaction of opposite equals.
Right.
That is irreducible.
Yeah.
It's irreducible. These are not opposites such as good and evil. It is not that kind of opposition.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opposition of equals such as high tide and low tide.
You had a lot of people say dialectic.
Well, people who know the word give an amused smile. They're delighted. They say, really? And I say, yes, okay, like Dave Barry, the comedian, when I wrote something to him and I signed my name and he said, really? But other people say, oh, you're going to have to spell it for me because they're totally intimidated by it.
Your date of birth?
3/11/32.
March 11/32, so your present age?
84.
And you'll be 85
in March.
In coming months of March. Tell us where we're recording this interview.
We're recording this in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at my home, which is presently in assisted living at a place called The Park Assisted Living.
Where were you born?
Allentown, Pennsylvania is my hometown.
Your mother's name, her maiden name, where she was born,
well,
came from?
My mother's name is Violet Agnes Noggle, was her maiden name. And she was also born in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
What kind of a person was she?
She was a housewife, as so many women were in those days. She was a person born into a family of 13 children. Her father died when she was a teenager, and it fell upon her to leave school after 11 grades and go to work in the hosiery factory to help support the younger children in the family. So she never got a chance to continue high school. She never learned to drive. So her life was, as was the life of many people in those days. She had five children, and she was married to the same man until the day she died. It was a very different life from mine.
Your father's name?
My father's name is a biblical name, Ammon, A-M-M-O-N. Ammon Clinton Roth. He was also born in Allentown, Pennsylvania, of German extraction.
What kind of a person was he, and what did he do?
He was a salesman, and the greatest part of his life, he worked for an automotive distribution company. He traveled around within the local area to garages and new car dealerships and so forth, and he sold them all the equipment they needed in this shop.
So then you've alluded to it already, brothers and sisters.
Yes, I have one brother who is my oldest sibling, and then there were four of us girls. I am the fourth one, and as I came to realize, which sort of was an insight for me about my own personality, because my brother was born first, and then there was a sister, and then there was a sister, and on this fourth try, they were definitely aiming for a male. And I came along instead. But it is my brother who most affected my life and on whose life I modeled my own. My brother has a PhD, as I do, and the other siblings never went to college. My brother is divorced, as I am, and the other siblings stayed loyal to their husbands.
Are they all still living?
No. My oldest sister died a number of years ago. And then my second sister, I'm sorry to say, is living in a memory unit in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So we sort of lost her as she is no longer capable of being aware of her life. My youngest sister lives in Florida. She's still very active.
Since there were two PhDs in the family, mm-hmm. were your parents great promoters of education?
Well, neither of them had college educations, but they were definitely promoters of it. I don't know about my siblings, about why they decided not to go to school. It's almost as if we had two families there. My brother and me, more modeled on my father, and my three sisters, more modeled on my mother. Although, I shouldn't say that, because my sister, I think, would have lived a very different life had she been born in a different order or in a different year, because she was very bright, but she never pursued a college degree.
Now you're an Oklahoman, so let's follow your life leading up to becoming an Oklahoman. Mm-hmm. We could just jump to your education. Your high school, when did you graduate?
I was graduated in 1950 from William Allen High School in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Let me come back to 1941, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a recollection of that day? That was on a Sunday, and you...
Yes, I remember that day.
Do you remember family?
Oh, I can't say too much about the actual day, but as the war developed, I was in a school that was a very old school, and we went into the basement where there were actually like vaults, arched vaults. That's where we were supposedly going to protect ourselves against attacks. But I remember the day that Roosevelt died.
Tell us about that.
I wasn't too aware about politics at that time, but I know we spoke in hushed tones, you know, around the dinner table, and to think of what that meant.
So you went on to college?
Yes, I went on. After high school, I went to a college in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a women's college named Cedar Crest College. I went there for 2 years. Then I had decided I would really like to be married. So I dropped out after 2 years. My husband was finishing off his last 2 years at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So I went to work for the telephone company as a service representative for a year and a half before I became pregnant with my son. So the idea was that sooner or later I would go back to school. Of course, when we went to my father to ask if we could get married, my father was disappointed that I wasn't going to finish school. I said, oh, I'm going to go back. But of course, he said, you never will.
Your husband's name?
Edward Delsinger. So that was my married name.
Right. And Delsinger. Then you had children?
Then I had a son, Mark, and a daughter, Faye.
So then you were a housewife, you were a mother for a number of years.
Yes, yes.
When did you go back to school?
10 years later, both my children were going to school all day, which was my idea. I wanted to go back to school full time, taking a full course load rather than take a course here and a course there. So I waited for 10 years. They were both in school all day, and then I went back to school full time.
You would have been about 30 years old then,
yes.
I think, about 1961.
Actually, 60 in the fall, and then it was the class year 61.
And what was the college?
I went to Muhlenberg College in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Muhlenberg had been only a male school when I first went to college, but it had become co-ed. So I felt that I would get a better education at Muhlenberg than going back to Cedar Crest.